Since President Cyril Ramaphosa announced measures to address the massive looting of COVID-19 relief funds, it snowballed with not only nine state organs investigating the allegations of tender irregularities, but also a ministerial committee that will focus on what is being termed now as COVID preneers. In Gauteng, the provincial government accepted a decision by its provincial integrity committee to instruct two mayors in the province who were implicated in the VBS scandal to step down. On the other hand, Joburg Mayor Jeff Mahobo was cleared of any conflict of interest with regards to a 30 million rand payout to a company he formed from the provincial government. The reason stated was that Mahobo was at the time not a member of the mayoral committee, although he was the treasurer of the Joburg ANC. The question on the lips of many now is, can the ANC be trusted to investigate the ANC? Joining us this morning on the line to discuss this, we have Advocate Paul Hoffman from Accountability Now. Paul, as always, thank you so much for your time. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning to you and good morning to your listeners as well.
Well, some are asking the question, can the ANC investigate the ANC? Others would argue that every party will investigate their own via their internal processes and the ANC is no different. Your thoughts?
I think in relation to corruption issues, it's important that the investigators should be independent. Even the NEC of the ANC has said so in the resolution that it passed during the first weekend of this month. So unless the investigation is done independently, there is always the question mark as to whether bias, nepotism, cronyism, patronage is involved in the investigation, and that kills the credibility of the investigation. If, however, the ANC has an integrity commission which is staffed by people who are known for their unswerving integrity and their own independence, then they can do good work and have in relation to the two mayors that you mentioned in your introduction. But the criminality in the tender system can only properly be addressed by the Criminal Justice Administration of the country acting as independent agencies on behalf of the state rather than as the tame integrity commission of the ANC.
Now, it's interesting, on the provincial level, when it comes to these two mayors, the integrity committee said they should step down, and the provincial executive accepted that, even though they say that there's no finding of wrongdoing when it comes to these mayors, but there's an implication of wrongdoing. On the other hand, at national level, you see Ace Makashule saying that the two individuals in Limpopo had to be reinstated because they cannot be assumed to be guilty until they are found to be guilty.
Yes, so Ace Makashule is unfortunately confused. What we need to bear in mind here is that this isn't necessarily about criminal activity. It can be wrong to get involved in nepotism and cronyism and the criminal enterprise that is the ANC, according to many commentators, without being criminal. So you get into a situation where COVID preneurs are all doing business with government, and in order to get preference, they are doing business in a way that undermines the ethical standards of the public administration, that requires those dishing out the tenders to act in a way that is not objective, unbiased, and fair. The Constitution says that if you are procuring goods and services on behalf of the state, then it has to be done according to a system that is fair, equitable, transparent, competitive, and cost-effective. And that can never happen if you are dishing out contracts to your pals, to your kids, to your co-party members. That's what he hasn't understood in relation to why it is wrong that the children of politicians get contracts from the state.
Where does the ANC, or what does the ANC need to do to get this right? The issue of corruption has plagued them now for the better part of 25 years. Even Ramaphosa, who was seen to be the one who was going to clean up the ANC, finds himself between a rock and a hard place in terms of keeping the ANC intact and trying to clean it up. It seems like you can't do both at the same time.
Well, Well, the NEC of the ANC made a very important resolution at that meeting it held at the beginning of the month. And its press release after that meeting said that they have called upon cabinet, this is now the highest decision-making body in the ANC, has called upon the national cabinet to form an independent entity that is able to deal with corruption, as they put it. Now, in order to be able to deal with corruption properly, you're going to have to form what we call an integrity commission under Chapter 9 of the Constitution. That is necessary because the Constitutional Court has said what is required in relation to fighting corruption. You need a single entity that is specialized, works only on corruption, staffed by properly trained people who are resourced in a guaranteed manner. They have to be independent and they have to be secure in their tender of office. And that really is a description of the Scorpions, who had all of those qualities except for the secure tenure of office. And the way that you secure the tenure of office of the anti-corruption body is that you house it in Chapter 9, because a Chapter 9 institution cannot be closed down without a special majority in Parliament. So if the Scorpions had been a Chapter 9 institution, they would still be with us. Because they were not a Chapter 9 institution, it was possible to close them down. What we need to derive from the NEC's resolution at the beginning of the month is that Cabinet must be encouraged to do what the Constitutional Court asked it to do in the Glenister litigation, which ended back in 2014, and to form the Chapter 9 Integrity Commission to investigate and prosecute the corrupt among us.
Advocate Paul Hoffman, as always, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for the opportunity to speak to your listeners. I hope we've created a little bit of light in a very dark place.